Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. A bid was accepted for the Knoxville VA campus demolition project yesterday, and Knoxville Interim City Manager Heather Usry provides an update on the project.
Well, the Marion County Board of Supervisors accepted a bid for the VA campus demolition. Obviously, that's a big step in the process. Tell us, I guess, where we're at what happened today and where we're at in the process now with that.
Yeah, today was a big step and an exciting step in the overall project for the VA. The Marion County Board of Supervisors approved a bid pending their financial acceptance for the bond issuance to Beaton Company. And the bids came in significantly lower than what we were initially accepting. The bid is $6.6 million from them, and we were expecting closer to $10 million. So we were pretty excited for those bids to come in lower. And the next step of the process, the county will be starting the process of the issuance of bonds at their next Board of Supervisors meeting. And we're still working through the 28E agreement with our attorneys. And in May, we'll start to see more of the legal proceedings starting with both the county and the city moving forward.
All right. Well, and of course, this past Saturday, the decommissioning ceremony for the campus chapel, there were tours out there at the VA campus. You know, talk about what that day meant to the community of Knoxville.
The feel of the day, it was a really nice commemorative ceremony for the history of the campus, and also looking forward to the future of what the campus will become in the future. So I think it was a good ceremony for closure for several citizens in the community, veterans as well as former employees. And so it was a good attendance. And overall, I think the feeling of the day is what it was intended, and our hopes for having that dedication ceremony is to provide closure for those veterans and former employees as well as residents of the city as well. So we move forward for the future plans for that property.
All right. And then, of course, in other city affairs, coming up next week, we have the downtown assessment. Obviously, that's been a big thing we've been promoting here for the last couple months since that was announced. Finally coming up, you know, tell the community of Knoxville what to expect with that, and understand a public event there as well.
Yeah, so we'll start on Tuesday, May 4th. There will be 5 downtown specialists from Iowa Economic Development Authority. They will start with a tour of the community, and then they will start with a tour of downtown. After that, they will have consecutive interviews with focus groups both Tuesday and then into Wednesday. And then on Thursday, May 6th, there will be a public presentation at the Grand Theater at noon. And we are limiting that to 50% capacity, but it is open to the public, and that is where the specialists will give their final written report to the community.
Thanks to Knoxville Interim City Manager Heather Usry for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at kniakrls.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.